神的话是生命之道。
So today's topic is about God's words.
我们人是按神的形象造的。
So we human beings are made in the image of God.
你知道，中国人很喜欢算命。很喜欢算命。
Chinese people likes to things like fortune telling.
有中国人的地方就有算命的地方。
So whatever country you will be, if there's Chinese, there will always be fortune tellers.
如果你到纽约 Chinatown, 就看到很多人摆摊子在那里算命。
If you go to New York, oftentimes you will see fortune tellers have a stand on the side of the road.
其实人一生的祸福、生死、海患、永生灭亡，都绝对跟人跟神的关系有百分之百的关系。
But the reality is everything in our life, the good and the bad, the fortunes, are all determined by God, by your relationship with God.
其实我们的未来是由神来决定。
And our future is determined by God.
所以圣经说，我们的气息、动作、生命、存留都在乎神。
And that's why the Bible tells us that our every breath of ours, our daily lives are determined.
我不知道我会活多久。
We don't know how many days we will live.
但是我知道，当神给我的时候到的时候，我就会到天上去见耶稣。
But one thing I am certain is when my time is up, I will go to heaven and see Jesus Christ.
前两个礼拜我去拿我的身体检查的报告。
Two weeks ago, I went to get the results of my physical examination.
那个医生讲了两件事，我是从来没有讲过。
And the doctor told me two things that I didn't tell him before.
他说我们的器官是上帝造的。
Oh, he actually told me that our organs in our body are made by God.
你们相信吗？
Do you believe that?
感谢主。所以他讲了一句话，我非常的震惊。
And one thing that he said really surprised me.
他说神可以让你的器官停留在50岁、40岁。
God can actually sustain your organs to be like as if you are foreverly in your 40s or 50s.
因为我所有的检查项目都 OK.
Because all of the items in my physical exams the results were very good.
说感谢主，荣耀归给神。他说，因为神要用，所以他让我的器官停留在40岁到50岁。这是我第一次听到说人的器官还有分年龄的。
Really, I praise the Lord for he has given me the health, the good body. I never heard of that. Our bodies can be sustained in certain age categories, and it is because of God that I can be as healthy as someone who's in their 40s or 50s.
有个姐妹，她年龄少我一半。
There's a sister who's whose age is like half of mine.
她说你怎么都不累，我都好累。
And she asked me, why aren't you ever tired? I'm always tired.
那我请问这个医生。
And I asked this doctor.
他给我一个观念。
And he told me something.
神住在你里面。
He said, because God lives in you.
所以让你很有活力。
And he gives you the energy.
就像那个摩西80岁才出来，他也很有活力。他说你觉得都不会累。
Just like Moses, the peak of his life, all the activities didn't happen until he was 80 years old. So just like him, God is giving you all the energy to do his work.
我深深的体会，真的一切都在神的手中。
I truly agree, and I know that everything is in God's hands.
如果我们要过得好，活得好。
If we want to live a good life,
过得每一天过得很平安，有力量的日子。
And if we want to live a life that has peace and has, we have enough strength,
那你必须要跟神有非常好的关系。
Then you must have a great relationship with God.
所以你必须要知道说到底神在讲什么。
And you need to know what He is teaching us.
所以在这里教，这里有几点说，神的话就是真理。
There are several points here. Number one is God's word is the truth.
创造宇宙万物的神，他讲的话就是这个地球上唯一的绝对的真理。我们是这样肯定的讲这句话。
We need to be certain that God is the one who created the universe, everything, and His words is the absolute, the one and only truth.
耶稣在毕拉多面前，毕拉多问他说：“你是王吗？”
Now, when Jesus was facing Pilate, and Pilate asked him, "So you are a king then?"
他说：“我是王，我是为此而生。”
And Jesus answered that, In fact, I am a king. I was born and came this world to testify the truth.
所以我是为真理来到这个世界，凡属真理的人都会听耶稣的话。
And Jesus said, I came into the world to testify the truth, and everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
耶稣说，我就是真理。
Jesus said, I am the truth.
在这个地球上，除了耶稣以外，哪一个人敢说我就是真理？
On this earth, no one can say that he is the truth except Jesus.
有啦，那个北韩那个金正恩他这样讲过。
There is a person from North Korea named 金正恩。He said this once.
他是一个疯子啊。
But turns out he's a psycho.
我们人有太多的问题，对不对？我们都承认了。人有很多的问题。
We all know that humans, as human beings, we have all kinds of problems.
找不到答案。
And there's not always answers to those questions.
所以人就失去自由。
And a lot of times we lose freedom.
人失去什么自由呢？
What kind of freedom are we losing?
失去快乐平安的自由。
The freedom to be really joyful and peaceful.
失去盼望的自由。
The freedom to have hope.
失去好好过日子的自由。
The freedom to live,
好好的过日子。
A good life, a true life.
但是耶稣在约翰福音第八章三十二节说：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”
But Jesus has told us in John 8:32, it says that then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
哦，人有很多的问题。我们都有那个经验，那个绳子打结哦，你没有拆开那个结业来，就人说心里有千千结哦，很多的问题。
Have you ever had the experience that you have a pile of thread and it has a lot of knots in it and you just cannot open it, untie it? Our hearts are like that. There are many knots in our hearts at different times.
答案都在圣经神的话里面。
But the answer to those knots, to those difficulties and questions, lies in the Bible.
感谢主，我来到这里五个月，第一次开始有做那个 counselor 协谈的工作。
Now I thank the Lord, who gave me the opportunity, who started to give me the opportunity to do counseling.
Counselor, 就是协谈过来。Counselor, 对 ，OK， 我在 Columbus 的时候，是那个心理医生跟精神科的医师介绍他的病人来找我。
Now when I was in Columbus, actually somebody was referred by a psychologist or a psychiatrist to me.
这些医生还有这些心理医生，他们都有执照的。
Now these doctors, they are licensed physicians.
他说你去找牧师。
They told that person, go look for a pastor.
让耶稣来医治你。
Let Jesus to heal you.
让耶稣来回答你的问题。
Let Jesus answer your question.
最近有人在我们特拉哈西的华人，他没有来过我们家。他说：“哎，你去找牧师了。”
Recently, there is another case in Tallahassee. Somebody said that you need to go talk to your pastor.
他去找心理医师，一个小时$100。
Now prior to that, the person went to a psychiatrist and the psychiatrist charged $100 per hour.
他找我的时候，我说免费。
But when he came to me, I said, well, my service is free.
我常常说，牧师就是灵魂的医生了。
And I often say this, pastors are doctors for your spirit.
我用什么来帮助他？
What did I use? What can I use to help him?
就是上帝的话，圣经。
It's the Bible, God's word.
所以神的话呢，是人类唯一的最高道德标准。
And here we say it again. God's word is the absolute, the one and only truth, ethical standard for mankind.
我们看到一个人的行事为人，他的行为，他的思想是不是犯罪，是不是不道德？我根据什么？根据圣经。
When we are trying to discern, to determine somebody's thoughts, their action, their relationship, whether those are good or bad, what we use is the Bible. What we need to depend on is the Bible.
这个诗篇119篇说，少年人啊，你要用什么洁净你的行为呢？就是用神的话。
In Psalms, it says that how can a young person stay on the path of purity by living according to his word?
他说，我要把神的话藏在我心里，免得我得罪上帝。
And he said that I need to hide your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you.
中国人不管信不信耶稣都相信一件事，对不对？恶有什么？善呢？对，如果中国人都这么相信，他们讲这个话是有圣经根据的。
Now, if you are Chinese, you should know the saying, which is, if you do evil, you will have evil consequences against you. If you do good, you will have good consequence. So this, from this saying, we can see that this is actually consistent with what Bible is teaching.
因为圣经有说，神要根据人的行为和他所做的恶行来报应他，这是记载在耶利米书17:10。
In Jeremiah 10:14, God has told us that He will judge us based on our there will be consequences for our behaviors.
那么希伯来书9:27说，按照定命，人人都有一死，死后还有审判。
Now in Hebrews 9:27, it also says that people are destined to die once, and after that, they will face judgment.
所以圣经告诉我们说，你不要为那些坏人、作恶的人心怀不平，不要，因为时候到了，他们会受到上帝的管教跟报应。
That's why the Bible tells us that you don't need to feel unjust or unfair when you see some people do evil, but seems like they haven't get their consequence yet. They will when they die.
十诫里面有四诫是人跟神的关系。
Now in Ten Commandments, four of them is about relationship between God, man and God.
那么有六诫是人跟人的关系。
And six of them are teaching us about relationship between man and man.
如果我们要在世界上过得很平安，
if we want to live a peaceful life,
得到上帝的祝福，
and have blessings from God,
让神每天与我们同在同行。
And to have His presence with you in your daily life.
你就必须要跟神的关系很好。
Then you must have a good relationship with God.
跟人的关系很好。
And to have a good relationship with men.
你看十字架。
Let's look at the cross.
那个直的那个是人跟神的关系。
The vertical one represents the relationship between us and God.
中国人有一个思想就是天人合一，你有没有听过这句话？
Have you ever heard the saying of heaven and man be unified into one?
天就是神嘛。
The heaven mean representing God.
那个横的呢，是人跟人的关系。
And the horizontal one represent a relationship between man and man.
所以以弗所书第二章是说，哦，那个耶稣在十字架上就把人跟人之间的围墙拆掉了。
In Jeremiah?
In Ephesians,
it was explaining that Jesus, he's the one who has torn the war, the division between men and men.
所有的人，因为我们信耶稣，人跟人都和好。
That's why when we believe in Jesus Christ, we can have peace and unity between men.
所以我们必须要去查考圣经。
That's why we need to study the Bible.
我们要去在家里要读经要灵修。
We need to have quiet times and meditate on the words.
那我们要在教会参加查经班。
And we need to attend Bible studies at church.
因为我们知道神到底在讲什么。
So that we can understand what God is trying to teach us.
所以我们才知道怎样去遵循神的话。
So that we know how to obey His words.
免得我们得罪神。
So that we will not sin against Him.
在生命记二十八章一到十四节。
Now in Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1 to 14.
太长了，我不念。那里有讲说，如果你听神的话，有十三个祝福要临到你。
It's quite long, but what basically it says that if you fully obey the Lord your God, there will be 13 blessings.
你出去也蒙福，你回来也蒙福。
And no matter you are going out or you are at home, you will be blessed.
你在田里，在家里，不管你到哪里，都蒙神的祝福。
No matter you are in the field or in you are staying in your house, you will be blessed.
诗篇 诗篇，我们来读一下好吧。诗篇一第一篇二节三节 ，OK， 来，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的尽都顺利。 English, okay, together, 来。
But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do prospers.
所以你来跑来告诉牧师啊，我好软弱啊。
So if you come to me and say, Pastor, I feel like I don't have enough strength.
哎呀，我躺下去要一两个小时才睡得着啊。
I have a difficulty falling into sleep.
我说你有没有在读圣经？
And then I will ask him, have you read your Bible?
他说牧师啊，不好意思了。你知道他什么意思啊？他说不好意思。
And he will answer me like.
拍谁？你不会讲那个英文怎么不好意思啊？对
，I'm really embarrassed to tell you。
就是表示他没有在。我说，那你有没有参加查经班呢
？And it means that he hasn't been reading the Bible. And I will ask him, have you attended any Bible study？
我就跟他做见证。
And I would witness in front of him.
我说这是我的经验。
Now this is my own experience.
如果你常常读神的话
，If you read God's words often,
而且圣经很熟
，and you know His words,
你也参加查经
，and you attend Bible studies,
你就可以像我一样
，then you can be like me.
躺下就睡着了。
When my head touched the pillows, I fall asleep.
我有一次在华神我们要考试。
Now, when I was attending, when I was in seminar schools, I had to take a test.
因为要考希腊文。
And it was a test for Greek.
那我不敢睡觉。
And I was really nervous, and I didn't sleep.
所以我就喝了两杯咖啡。
And then I drank two cups of coffee.
结果不喝还好，一喝就睡着了。
But. To the contrary of what people would expect, after I drink two cups of coffee, I fall asleep immediately.
华神六楼有一根柱子。有根柱子。
And in the school, in that school, there is a column, pillar.
Pillar, 对。然后我就抱着柱子祷告。
And I will hold the pillar and I will pray.
主啊，你要救我，让我今天考试能够过关。
And I will pray, God, please save me. Please help me to pass today's test.
因为不过关，我就不能毕业。
Because if I don't pass the test, I can't graduate.
所以我跟你讲哦，你有神的话，就喝三杯咖啡，大概也没什么效果。
So from this you can tell that if you have God's words in your heart, you have the peace.
这里讲说
no matter how many coffee you drink, you can still fall asleep.
第三个之后，他说神的话引导了人走永生的道路。
The third point is God's words guide us walk on the way to eternal life.
有个少年的官。
I remember the young man in the Bible.
他跑来问耶稣。
And he asked Jesus.
梁上的夫子。
He says, Teacher.
啊，我要怎么行才可以得到永生
？He said, How can I have eternal life?
所以可见，很多人并不知道人还有永生。
So from this, we can tell that. Actually, a lot of people don't know. They don't know about eternal life. But even those who knows don't know how to get eternal life.
有很多人啊，认为说人跟动物一样，死了就完了。
Now there are some people who believe that humans are like animals. When they die, that's it. That's the end of everything.
你们有没有听过“人死如灯灭”？有没有听过这句话
？Have you ever heard a Chinese saying that when people die, it's like the candle has been put off.
人是有灵魂的。
But that's not true. Humans have spirits.
人死了去哪里？
Where do people go when they die?
耶稣说：“你们查考圣经。”
Jesus said, "You need to look into the Bible."
因为你们知道里头有永生。
Because there is eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这本圣经。
His words testify me.
因为圣经我们才知道，原来耶稣他是神的儿子，降世来做来救人。
Because in the Bible it says that God, Son of God, will come to earth.
因为圣经我才知道，原来我是个罪人，我是亏欠神的荣耀。
And it's because of the Bible that we know.That teaches us that we are sinners and we need Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
神的话让我知道说，我还活着这一口气的时候，我信耶稣。
His words tells us that we need to believe in Jesus while we are in this life.
我来到耶稣面前认罪悔改，接受他做我的救主。
We need to go to him and accept him and believe in him as our Redeemer and Lord.
我受洗。
And then we need to be baptized.
领受所赐的圣灵。
And receive His Holy Spirit.
然后我重生了。
And then be born again.
神的灵在我里面。
And His Spirit will live in us.
我的灵活过来了。
And that's when my spirit will be born again.
我有永生。
And that's when we will have eternal life.
所以一个真正的基督徒，他面对着肉体的死亡，他是不害怕。
And that's why, as a Christian, we are not afraid of the physical death.
因为当他死的时候，他的灵魂到主那里去。
Because when the physical body die, our spirit will go to heaven.
就像尸体房一样。就像尸体房 ，OK, Stephen.
Just like Stephen.
啊，然后耶稣再来，我们要复活。
And when he comes again the next time, we will be resurrected.
身体要改变。
Our body will change. We'll have a new body.
然后我们在空中与主相遇。
And we will meet him in the air.
我们永远在天上与主在一起。
And we will then be with him in heaven forever.
所以感谢主，圣经让我知道我有永生。
Thank the Lord, he gave us the words in this book.From this Bible, we know that we will have eternal life.
我们十月二十号，主若许可，我们会有一个洗礼。
Now, in the coming October 20th, we will have a baptism here in our church.
所以这个是每一个信耶稣的人他必须要有的过程，就是你叫做洗礼归入基督。
And this is a step every Christian need to take, which is be baptized and
归入基督 ，into Christ，
and come into His family。
那神的话呢，也让我们是我们信心的一个凭据。
Now God's words is also the basis for our faith。
保罗在哥林多后书五章七节他说：“我们行事为人，凭信心，不凭眼见。”
Paul has told us that we need to live by faith, not by sight。
那个，我们看那个诗篇，十六篇第三节吗 ？OK， 我们来读一下好不好？来，中文来，你所做的要交托耶和华， 你所谋的就必成立。English, 来。
Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans.
对，感谢主。所以圣经是我们一个信心的根据。
Thank the Lord. This is telling us that God's words is the basis for our faith.
有时候一个基督徒，特别是一个牧师做的事情，那些不信耶稣的人，他们觉得是不可思议的。
Now, oftentimes, a non-believer may have a hard time understand, especially something a pastor would do.
你看，摩西一根拐杖，就是一根拐杖。
For example, remember Moses, his staff.
他凭什么往红海一点，海水就分开？
How could he stretch his hands and then the water in the Dead Sea, Red Sea, would just apart?
那是因为神告诉他的。
It is only because God told him.
说神的话是很有能力的。
From that we can tell God's words has power.
耶稣要带领以色列人要到迦南美地的时候。
Now when the Israelites were going to the Canaan, the promised land.
他要过这个约旦河。
And they need to cross the river of Jordan.
十二个以色列人抬着那个约柜。
And there are 12 priests were carrying the ark.
站在约旦河中间。
And once their feet touched the water,
上流的河水就停下来。
The water from the upstream just stopped.
以色列人就走约旦河的干地，进入了迦南地。
And then all the Israelites that were following was able to walk on dry land to cross the river and enter Canaan.
凭什么这么做？
So what enabled them to do this?
那是因为神告诉他们。
Because God told them.
1982年我去南港浸信会。
In 1982, I went to one of the churches in Taiwan.
那么，教会没有什么人。
And there were not a lot of people in that church.
那我一个月只有$300。
And back then, my salary was $300 US dollars per month.
是一般牧师的四分之一或者五分之一。
And it was about a quarter or one fifth of what a regular, of the salary of a regular pastor.
但是
a regular.
我跟师母说。因为他我们结婚了，你把工作辞掉。
That I told my wife to quit her job after we got married.
因为呢，我去探访啊，只有一个人去探访，很不方便。
Because when I go visit some of the families, it's not convenient for me to go alone.
那有姐妹们来看我也很不方便。
And then if some sisters would come and visit us, if it's just me, it's not very convenient either.
那我的母亲跟我的亲戚觉得不可思议。
But after hearing that I told my wife to quit her job, my mother and some of my family cannot understand it.
她应该去工作，这样你们才有一个收入。
And they think that my wife should continue her work so that we can have more income.
那我根据什么做这件事情？
But what was the base that for my behavior back then?
因为耶稣说，先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给我们。
Because I knew that Jesus has told us, we need to seek His kingdom first, and everything else will be given to us.
因为我把神的事放在第一。
So I knew I need to put His kingdom first.
神一定供应。
And after that, He will provide.
所以39年来就走信心的道路。
So since then it has been 39 years, and we have been walking by faith.
凭眼见的人就是你依靠你自己。
What it means by sight, it means that you lean on your own understanding, your own humanly wisdom.
依靠你的理性、你的能力、你的智慧。
You depend on your own ability, your own logic.
基督徒，我们承认基督徒有困难、有缺乏，也有想不到的意外。
And as Christians, we too have difficulties in life, have even accident, unexpected things happen.
我在这里听了很多，有工作的问题啊，有身份的问题，有婚姻的问题，有读书的问题，问题一大堆。
Now, Among the short time I have been here, I've heard all kinds of problems that we all face, like in our jobs, in our school, in our marriage, relationship, green card.
我们知道腓立比书四章六节七节大家都会背，对不对？
We know that in Philippians chapter 4, 6 to 7.
他说应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐赐人意外，赐人意外就是超过人理性想象的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守你们的心怀意念。
Now it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus.
那我们凭什么度过一次一次的难关呢？
So what can we lean on to go through all kinds of trials and difficulties in life?
因为神的话就是我们行事为人处理事情信心的一个根基。
Is to lean on God's words, and His words is the guideline for our lives.
神的话也是我们信心祷告的根基。
Now God's words is also the basis, the reason why we can pray confidently.
OK, 下面一个 next OK, no, 再下来，在前面 OK, 不对，马可福音没有，是不是在下面一个没有哈 OK, 好，这里马可福音十一章二十四节说，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，注意哦，只要信是得着，就必得着。
Now in Mark 11, 24, it says that, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours.
好，这里有约翰福音十四章十三节、十四节，我们一起来读，好吧？来，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。教父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。Well, English, right?
And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. 感谢主，这是圣经的话。所以一个有信心的人，他是不会忧愁的，天天喜乐。你看那个保罗在腓立比监狱里面，他还唱诗赞美神。
So from this we can tell that we can pray with confidence because God has told us so. And just like Paul when he was in prison in Philippians, and he could still praise and worship in prison.
我们天天祷告，不住的祷告，不灰心不放弃的祷告。
We need to just like Paul can still have faith in prison, we need to pray consistently and not giving up, not losing heart.
我每个礼拜探访。
So every week I will have, I will visit some of the families.
所以我知道每一个家庭他们的需要。
So that I know the needs of our church families.
我回到家就马上输入电脑。
And then when I go home, I will enter every information into the computer.
所以我为每一个家每一个人祷告是根据他现在的需要。
Now, so that when I pray, I know what to pray.
我们也为教会的困难祷告。
And we also pray for the difficulties our church face.
以我们教会现在的情况。
Pray based on the condition, the status of our church.
我们还不能说我们复兴了。
And based on our current status, we can say, we are revived.
所以神的话是我们信心祷告的根据。
So here once again, God's words is the reason, why we can pray confidently.
我非常的感谢赞美主。
I'm really thankful to the Lord.
很多事情的解决。
In many things, how it was resolved,
都是因为神听祷告。
Was because God listened to our prayers.
所以在我的电脑里面有一个感恩。
So in my computer, there's a file that's called giving thanks.
我把神听祷告的都记下来。
And I document everything that when the prayer was answered.
我献上感恩。
And I give thanks to the Lord.
神的话使我们能够分辨好歹。
Now God's words also enables us to be able to distinguish between good and evil.
圣经讲到使徒行传十七章十一节说，比利亚的教会啊，咸于帖撒罗尼教会，为什么？他们天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
Now in Acts it tells that the Berean Jews were more noble character than those in Thessalonica, because they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scripture every day to see. Every day.
那我们刚刚我们一开始读的那个圣经，希伯来书五章十四节说，我们那个查考圣经，我们长大成熟，可以吃干粮啊。然后我们习练的通达，就是我们很有丰富的经验，然后我们就能够分辨好歹。
Now earlier when we were reading in Hebrews, it was telling us that once we are able to eat the solid food, we are experienced enough by after practice by constant use, we then learn how to discern between good and evil.
现在很多的异端邪说，假使徒、假教会、假牧师、假传道，哦，遍布在美国，哦，不要说世界了，光是美国很多。
Now we know that there are a lot of heresies, cults, false teachers, false Christ, false churches all around, not mentioning internationally, but just in US, there are a lot of them.
你怎么知道？你怎么知道它是一个异端？
How can you tell whether it is a cult or not?
你怎么知道它是敌基督的？
How do you know if it is antichrist?
因为根据圣经。
We need to rely on the Bible.
这些人有多可怕，你可能不知道。
You might not know how terrible they are.
Okay. 下面呢 ？Next. 哦，没有想，没关系。耶稣说：“这些人走遍陆地海洋，勾引一个人入教。”这是马太福音二十三章十五节。然后入了教呢，是他勾引人是什么呢？魔鬼借着一段叫你这个人下地狱，你说可怕不可怕？
Now the Bible tells us how terrible they are. In Matthew 23:15, it says that those teachers of law, those hypocrites, they travel over land and sea to win a single convert. And when they have succeeded, they will make them twice as much a child of hell as you are.
如果你圣经很熟。
Now, if you know the Bible,
那保罗告诉提摩太。
Now, what Paul told Timothy,
他说你这样哈，能够救自己，也能够救弟兄姐妹。
And he told Timothy that if you know the Bible well, then you can save both yourself and your hearers.
那保护我们教会成为真理的柱石，这是在提摩太前书三章十五节。
In 1 Timothy 3:15, it also says that when you know the words, you know how to protect the church and become the pillar and foundation of the truth.
也让所有的弟兄姐妹，所有慕道来到教会的时候，他能够吃到纯净的灵粮，纯正的神的话语。
And so that whoever comes to the church can receive the pure spiritual milk.
第六点，神的话把我们救活了。
The next point is God's words is the
把我们救活了。
God's words preserves our lives.
诗篇119篇13，有13次说神的话将我救活了。
Now in Psalm 119 it says 13 times, preserve my life according to your word.
有一次我看到有一个见证。
Now one time there's a testimony.
有一个男的他去住旅馆。
There's a man who stayed in a hotel.
他本来要在旅馆的房间里面自杀。
Now he was planning to commit a suicide in the hotel.
他就打开旅馆的那个抽屉。
But then when he opened the drawers of the in the room,
有基甸会送的圣经。
There was a Bible in there.
他就读了圣经。
And then he started reading.
刚好读到约翰福音三章十六节。
And then he read John 3:16.
他读了那段圣经，然后一直读下去。
And then after that, he just continued reading.
他在那个晚上把整个约翰福音读完。
So that night, he finished the entire book of John.
他不自杀了。
And then he decided he doesn't want to suicide.
他回家。
And then he went home.
第一件事。
The first thing he did.
找一个教会。
He looked for a church.
所以弟兄姐妹，以后如果你去住旅馆。
So now, brothers and sisters, if next time you go stay in a hotel.
你看到抽屉里面有圣经。
And you see there's a Bible in the drawer.
你不要带走。
Don't take it with you.
因为我们圣经很多。
Because we have a lot of Bibles already.
留给那些还没有信耶稣的人。
We should leave the Bible to those who have not believed yet.
可能你把那个圣经留下来，就救这个人一命。
Because it might be just that single act of leaving that Bible there, you could save someone's life.
有时候看到有的人很悲伤，很想不开，很忧虑。
Now sometimes we see people who are really sad, who have a lot of, who are depressed, have a lot of sorrow or anxiety.
神的话就好像及时下了一场雨。
And at those times, God's words can be like timely rain.
去年我在那个 Columbus, Ohio.
And last year I was in Columbus, Ohio.
五十年来。
In 50 years.
从来没有发生过两个月都不下雨。
It didn't rain for 2 months straight, and this was the first time in first time it happened in 50 years.
我天天祷告，很多教会也天天祷告。
So I was praying, really hard, earnestly, and a lot of churches were praying too.
当看到天空的云是黑的时候。
So when we see there's clouds in the sky,
我们都好高兴。
We were so happy.
神的话就像及时雨一样。
And God's word sometimes is just like those clouds, the rain.
救了好多人一命。
It can save many people's life.
特别是救了那些想不开的人。
Especially for those who are having a hard time.
你们知道阿们是什么意思吗？
Do you know what it means when we say amen?
谁知道？
Anybody know what it means?
阿们什么意思？
Amen.
啊，不然你每一次在阿们是在阿们什么？阿们快要吃中饭了，不是这样。你到底在阿们？阿们就是一个希伯来文嘛。
You really need to know what it means, otherwise you will be saying amen without knowing what it means, and it's a Greek.
哥林多后书一章二十节，阿们就是
Hebrew
实实在在。Second Corinthians 实实在在或者 truth。Truly, 耶稣讲了，实实在在吧。
In Second Corinthians, Jesus said, "Truly, truly."
就是诚心所愿的意思。
It means that
Okay, 没关系。
It is the truth.
就是你的祷告就是我的意思，诚心所愿的意思。
It means that Your prayer is exactly what I'm thinking in my heart too, meaning that I'm agreeing with you truly.
最后我们要讲，神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Now, lastly, God's words is
okay.
It's the lamp for our feet, a light on our path.
好，我们诗篇一百一十九篇，这个很熟，我们来读一下。来，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。在英文来， Your word
is a lamp for my feet,
a light
on our path.
再读一遍的时候，把你的名字加进去。OK， 再一次来，你的话是我林天成脚前的灯，是我林天成路上的。好像你很不好意思哈，对不对？英文 once more English, OK, and your name.
Adding your name to
once more, OK.
God's word is a lamp for Yanni's feet, a light on Yanni's path.
不要害羞了哈，神的话真的是感谢主哈。我们人哈常常会迷路，对不对
？So indeed, this is true. Because oftentimes in our and we can get lost.
会走错路。
And we can get on the wrong path.
会做错误的选择。
We can make the wrong choice.
会走危险的路。
And we can get into danger.
不认识主的人。
Now those who doesn't know the Lord.
从来没有碰过圣经的人。
Who never read the Bible.
他前面的路是一片漆黑。
Then his future or her future is in darkness.
所以他就常常会跌倒。
That's why they will fall often.
他就常常会掉到那个坑里面。
They will fall into pitfall.
有些人他走了错误的路。
Now sometimes people would get onto the wrong path.
他后悔一辈子。
And they will regret for the rest of their life.
再也回不了头了。
They cannot turn back.
但是感谢主。神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
But for those who believe in Christ, thanks to the Lord, His words can be the lamp for our feet, a light on our path.
因为神的话告诉我们什么是应该做，什么是不应该做。
Because His words teaches us what we need to do, what we shouldn't do.
什么路是可以走，什么路你不可以走。
Which path is the right path and which one is the wrong one?
路要怎么走，你才会平安。走得有力量。
And he even teaches us how to walk on those paths so that we will have peace and strength.
神的路引导我们的脚走永生平安的义路。
Now God's words provides guidance so that we can walk on the path to peace, to eternal life, to righteousness.
所以箴言呢，箴言这个第四章十八节说，义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
And that's why in Proverbs it says that the path of the righteous is like the morning sun shining ever brighter till the full light of day.
一个基督徒，他的人生的道路。
So for a Christian, the path of his life
前面是非常的明亮。
is full of light.
就像中午一样。
Just like the morning sun.
哇，非常的光。
It's really bright.
因为你前面神的话不断的在照指引你的路。
Because there's God's word that's shining, on your path. There's no darkness.
最后我要用诗篇第一篇第二节第三节来勉励弟兄姐妹。
And lastly, I want to encourage you using Psalm 1:2-3.
你们会背吗
？Can you memorize that?
我也喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想的。这人变为有福，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。 Well, English, please.
But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season.And whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do prospers.
好，你如果科目上第一个按时候结果子。
Now, if you seek his word, the first thing is you will produce fruit in season.
你需要平安就结平安的果子，你需要喜乐就结喜乐的力，你需要信心就结信心的果子。
Now, if you need peace, you will have the fruit of peace. If you need joy, you will have the fruit of joy. If you have need hope, you will have the fruit of hope. Whatever you need.
叶子也不枯干。
And your leaves will not wither.
叶子是代表生命。
Now, the leaves representing life.
你的生命不会枯干。
Your life will not wither.
你所做的都顺利。
Whatever you do will prosper.
虽然很多的困难。
Even though there will be difficulties in life,
最后都过关了。
But you will get through everything.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们满心感谢赞美你。